Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery with an outdoor seating area and live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com for more information. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three Madison locations, Madison, Monona, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Ringing the Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
Okay, hey everybody. I have got the greatest guest with me right now. Let's all give a big Maximum Inc. radio music show welcome to... It's B. Wavell, lead singer and founder of The Tubes. Yay! Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Fee.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really doing great. Looking so forward to getting back out there and doing some live shows.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's been a long couple of years, hasn't it?
It really has.
Yes. Well,
yeah. We thought back last October, we thought, oh, it's over. And, you know, we went back out in October of last year and did a few shows back east. And then, you know, what? The next variant hit, the Omicron. And then it all shut down again. And, oh.
Let me ask you about The Tubes, of course. You guys have been playing shows since the 70s. It's incredible when you think about it.
It is. Actually, this year, 2022, is 50 years.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
We got together, and it wasn't 50 years from our first album. That'll be 2025. But we got together in 72 in San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so hard to believe, isn't it?
50 years goes by really fast, doesn't it?
It really does.
People coming to your Summerfest show or any shows that you guys are out doing this summer, what can they expect?
Well, I mean, we tailor our show to what the situation is. You know, if you're doing like a big festival like this, an outdoor show with all ages, we'll do one kind of a show.
But yes.
If we're playing, like on the 9th, 2 days later, we're playing the Park West in Chicago,
ooh,
which is a club where they're serving alcohol. And we're figuring, you know, most people are over 21. And we'll do a different show there. We'll do a little more costuming. We'll do a little more really nice. So I'm looking forward to, you know, like I said, we'll do, I don't know yet. We'll probably maybe do an hour at the Summerfest. Usually they want you to, maybe 75 minutes. So we'll kind of, we're doing the, on most of the club shows, we're doing the Outside Inside album this time.
Yeah.
We're doing the whole album in order. And we did last year, before the pandemic, we did Completion Backward Principle.
Oh, wow.
We did that, and we ended up stopping, you know, because we, after, I think the last show we did was January of 2020, and then it hit.
Yeah.
And then we pretty much were out of, I mean, here we are in June of 2022, and it's been 2 years of, you know, no shows, pandemic. Oh, so it's going to be so great to get back out. And we'll do all of our hits, all of our greatest hits and all of our favorites and White Punks and What Do You Want From Life and She's a Beauty and all those, you know, don't want to wait anymore. It's going to be fun. I love doing outdoor shows. It's great.
Yes. Oh, it just feels so good. Everybody's always so happy when they're outdoors, it seems.
Yeah.
How do you keep it fresh? Although that question may not even apply now after not playing for a little bit. You're probably going to get back out there and just be like, oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. We are thrilled to be back on. And I mean, I've been driving my wife crazy because, you know, I can't do gigs. And I mean, my whole life was doing gigs.
Yeah.
And being on the stage, you know, and I live on the stage. It's where I kind of come alive, and I'm moping around the house going, oh, it's not going to happen. And, you know, and she's going, come on, man, it's going to happen for sure.
Yes. I'm with her.
It's going to happen. I think everybody in the band kind of feels the same way. They're all going crazy not being able to play because we've just played for so long together. And, and also we don't burn ourselves out. You know, we don't really want to get in a bus and do, you know, five shows a week and sleep in the bus overnight. And I don't want to get back in the bus. So we do, like this, the weekend of Summerfest, we're playing Thursday Summerfest, Friday Omaha, Saturday Chicago, and then go home. So we play a 3-day weekend and we fly home. And then a couple of weeks later, we go back out and we do it again.
Oh,
and
that's so perfect.
You don't get burned out. You don't get tired. You don't get, you know, I don't end up losing my voice because I did 10 in a row.
Right.
Like in the old days. And we're working on, my wife and I are working on a book, kind of a retrospective book of my life. And I looked at some of our old itineraries from back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we did like 8-10 in a row. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I a few times I ended up, you know, being the lead singer, singing all the songs. I lost my voice. And I would get into a city, I would be hoarse, and I would look in the phone book and find an acupuncture. I'd go to an acupuncture, and they would stick the needle right into your throat.
Ooh.
Right into your one here and one right here, right into your vocal cords.
Oh, dear.
And it was a miracle. I mean,
really?
Every time I would lay there, sometimes they would come and spin the needle. Sometimes they would hook low voltage electricity to it.
Oh my goodness.
And it would stimulate and it just took care of the inflammation. And I'd walk out of there singing like a bird and
wow.
do another show. I can't tell you how many times it saved me.
That's incredible.
But now, you know, 3 shows in a row, I mean, that's a cakewalk for me. I don't need acupuncture for 3 shows.
I'm glad to hear that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you, I saw something kind of funny about the name The Tubes and how it tied to television. What is that all about?
Well, we were originally, it started with, we were together and we were the Beans. And another band came out with a record named Beans, and
oh,
we had
no.
their name. And so we said, okay, everybody come up with 10 names, and we'll put them in a hat. And we couldn't decide. We'll pull out a name, and that's going to be the name. And so, one of the guys, we had a dog. Also, we had a dog named Sandwich. It was a Ridgeback. Back then. And
oh gosh,
it was Mike. I can't remember who it was, but they put mayonnaise on their little piece of paper with their name on it. And we were going to let Sandwich pick out the name.
Oh,
that's our name. And so he put mayonnaise on this piece of paper, and Sandwich picked out that piece of paper, of course. And the name he had was Tubes, Rods, and Bulbs. Tubes, Rods, and Bulbs, and they are different kinds of cells in the eyeball.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And so we thought, well, it can't be Tubes, Rods, and Bulbs. First of all, it's a tongue twister.
It is.
And it will become TRB or something, you know. So let's just make it Tubes. And then we started saying, well, how about the boob tubes? Television. How about the fallopian tubes? No, that's no good. How about the laser tubes? How about the So it is kind of a visual reference.
Yeah.
The tubes. And it's because we, from the beginning, we were always a very visual band. I was doing costumes. We had dancers. We had choreography. We had sets. We had, and I still am still doing costuming.
Yeah.
And doing a very visual type of presentation. And so it fits.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's really, that's fun. You know, I also read something else about you going to college. First for like oceanography or something, and then acting, right. You know, that of course made sense. Yeah. And then you quit and just kind of found your way, which I think is so cool. But with that acting background, was that part of what made you decide to bring the theatrics to the stage?
Yeah,
really,
absolutely.
We had not seen something like that before.
Right. I mean, I was in high school. I did musical comedies all the time.
Oh, I can see you doing that.
I was a drama major. For a while, I decided I didn't want to do comedy. I wanted to be real serious and do, you know, Chekhov and Ibsen and, you know, Macbeth and, you know, stuff like that. And that wasn't any fun. And so and I still do. I work at a theater, a summer stock theater near you in Michigan, in Augusta, Michigan. Yeah, it's called the Barn Theater. It's a summer stock theater where they'll do 7 or 8 plays throughout the summer, and they have guest stars come in. And I've done a number. I've done Rocky Horror about 100 times there, being Frankenfurter, and I've done all kinds of other plays. I did Spamalot. I did the Monty Python play, which is the greatest,
greatest
thing.
Yes.
King Arthur. But I've always been kind of an actor. I always, even in school, I would, they used to have assemblies in grade school and college, in high school. And I was always doing something weird, wearing a costume. And so when we got together, you know, that we in San Francisco back then, when we first got together in San Francisco, there was a million bands. There was bands everywhere. And we didn't, you know, we were trying to stand out. Mm-hmm. We were trying to be something different than all of these other bands. There were so many.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, what, let's do something. You know, the first thing I ever did was we did a cowboy song. I did Cowboy Fee. And I dressed up like a cowboy, and we played this song, El Paso, by Marty Robbins.
Oh, wow.
And in the song, the guy gets shot.
Yes.
The cowboy gets shot. And so I would wear a white cowboy shirt, and underneath the shirt, I would tape a Ziploc bag of stage blood to my chest. And then when the guy got shot, I'd slap the bag, and the blood would spurt out.
Oh my god!
And I would die on stage.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so great. And so, you know, that kind of started it all. I said, oh, well, I'll do this. I'll do this character. I'll do that. I'll do Carmen Miranda with fruit on my head and then eat the fruit while I'm singing the song, you know? And we started doing parody stuff. I wanted to do a rock star guy, and I developed the Quaalude character.
Yes.
and the game show host guy for What Do You Want From Life, and the bondage guy, and the punk Johnny Bugger, the parody of Johnny Rotten guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, It's kind of to just be somebody else, you know, it's kind of free. It's kind of a way to just let it all out. And when I'm on the stage and I'm just writhing in the dopamine of singing, you know, dopamine, you produce that dopamine, and it just gives you such a feeling of elation, and or it does for me.
Yeah. And I think music does that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I look out to the front row and I see the eyes of these people watching, and I can see the joy, and I'm feeling giving the joy, and I'm feeling receiving the joy, and the whole thing is, it just comes together in this kind of celestial fantasy of joy. I don't know, but that, and I've been so fortunate to be able to do this for all these years.
Yep.
And so you can imagine when the pandemic hit, I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, my whole purpose in this world is in the dumper here, you know, because of this pandemic. And so I got really depressed.
Oh.
And my wife really helped me And she said, no, you can't. You've got to stay positive. You've got to know that this is coming back and that
yes.
you're not done giving joy. You're not done.
Nope.
So, you've got to keep it together. And so I've every day I, you know, she helped.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. She reluctantly agreed.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
Diving head first into molting lead. This is Max Inc. on